neo-Nazis, neo-Confederates, and the Ku Klux Klan.
There's no room in American politics for that. There's no room in American society for that.
The former White House chief strategist also tells CBS's 60 Minutes with Charlie Rose that the media image of him is fairly accurate.
The media image, I think, is pretty accurate. I'm a street fighter. And by the way, I think that's why Donald Trump and I get along so well. Donald Trump's a fighter.
That interview with Bannon will be seen in its entirety on this Sunday night's edition of 60 Minutes on CBS. I'm Chris Barnes.
President Trump trying to put DACA recipients at ease. The president took to Twitter this morning writing, "Dreamers have nothing to worry about for 6 months." He's given Congress 6 months to fix DACA, the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program. Trump rescinded the Obama-era program this week, but later said he would revisit the issue in 6 months if Congress doesn't act. USA Radio News.
Fall is the best time to feed your lawn. With 10% off Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard Fall Weed and Feed and Fall Lawn Food at the Home Depot. Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard feeds your lawn to build strong, deep grass roots for winter when you need it most. So it'll be lush, green, and beautiful next spring when you want it most. Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard Fall Weed and Feed and Fall Lawn Food. 10% off now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through October 4th.
One of the Manson family could taste a little bit of freedom, but it's up to California's governor. Here's Jason Campidonia.
A California parole board granted Leslie Van Houten parole Wednesday in a San Bernardino County courtroom. The 68-year-old Van Houten has spent the past four decades behind bars for stabbing a victim 14 times in the summer of 1969 in Los Angeles. Governor Jerry Brown must now once again decide whether to release her. Brown rejected her parole last year, saying she poses an undesirable danger to society. I'm Jason Campidonia.
A group of alcohol providers are not very happy with the state drink in Kentucky, and they say they're going to fight to get it changed. Here's Mark Mayfield.
That isn't sitting too well with Kentucky for Kentucky, a Lexington-based proud local retailer. Kentucky for Kentucky's organizers yesterday announced a plan to make bourbon the state's official drink. There's a change.org petition to make it happen as well. Kentucky for Kentucky's Whit Heiler says bourbon is an $8.5 billion industry in the state and creates over 17,000 jobs. Milk Heiler says is boring and bland.
Donald Trump Jr. behind closed doors with the Senate Judiciary Committee in relation to the Russia investigation. The younger Trump is talking with the staff of the Judiciary Committee. He's being pressed about a meeting he had with a Russian attorney last year. The meeting was billed as a chance to get dirt on Hillary Clinton. Trump Jr. later dismissed the meeting as a waste of time, saying the Russian lawyer just wanted to talk about adoption of Russian children. USA Radio News.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for modern design. This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Well-known author, investment banker, consumer advocate, analyst, trader. Chris Markowski is the watchdog of Wall Street.
You want answers?
Exposing the lies and myths that the big brokerage firms, the mainstream press, and the government are pushing to keep Americans away from financial freedom.
You can't handle the truth.
Bringing America the truth about what really happens in the financial world.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're not here to indulge in fantasy, but in political and economic reality.
This is the Watchdog Wall Street.
Okay, first and foremost, especially if you're a new listener of this program, I've got this rule here. It's kind of like something we believe in. There is no spoonful of sugar to make the medicine go down. I am not Mary Poppins. We speak in truths. We speak in facts. We deliver reality. And sometimes it is, without a doubt, a jagged pill. I know that. Our thoughts and our prayers go out to everyone that has been affected and hurt and displaced in regards to this god-awful hurricane that has taken place. It's an awful, awful event. We know this. We know this. You watch this on TV and it breaks your heart. It really does. It breaks your heart. You know, I have stuff that means a lot to me. It's worthless stuff in the sense it has no monetary value, but memories, stuff that my kids had, slides from when I was a kid. I couldn't imagine having all of that stuff ruined, because that to me is what's really valuable, not to mention the costs that are going to be involved with these people and what they're going to have to do to make it all go away, to try to return themselves to some semblance of what they had. Now, with that being said, I was invited on a program this past week, and the host offered up this idea. Says, Chris, why don't we do this? Why don't we cut off all foreign aid to all countries around the globe and give that money to the victims of Hurricane Harvey? What do you think about that? And at first thought, most people would say, yeah, that's a great idea. That's awesome. Yeah, why are we giving all this money to all these foreign countries? This money should go to our own people. Hold your horses. Now, I, for one, people have been listening to this program for a long time, know that I don't believe we should be giving any aid at all. Zip, zero, zilch, nada to any foreign country ever. You don't buy your friends. It's something you don't do. It hasn't worked, so just stop doing it. Do I think that money, if we stop giving it to them, which we won't do because the State Department loves writing checks to foreign countries. If they did do it, do I think that we should give it to victims of Hurricane Harvey? No, I do not. No, I'm not cold-hearted. I'm not mean. I'm just thoughtful. The reality is that catastrophe happens to people all the time, all over this country. Fires, tornadoes, earthquakes, sinkholes if you're in Florida. Go on down the list. People lose their valuables. They lose their homes all the time. Is it the responsibility of the United States government, the taxpayer, we the people, to make anyone who has lost stuff whole again? No, it's not. The federal government takes money from us by coercion. It's taxes. We have no choice. We have to pay, right? They shouldn't be forcing us to give them money so they can give it to someone else. This is something that we should all do on our own, by our own free will. And people are doing it. People from all over the country, businesses are doing it. Millions and millions of dollars will pour in. With that being said, Do I think that the government can play a role in helping out with loans to these people like they did with Hurricane Sandy? Yes, I do. But giving money away is not the answer. Now, I want to take this in a different direction here. I want to talk a little bit about risk. We have a program that's coming to a close at the end of September. No one's talking about this. No one is talking about the National Flood Insurance Program. Yep. Since 1968, it has insured people in coastal flood zones against catastrophic loss. Yay, that's a great idea. It's the government's here to help. Yes, we should help people out. Oh, really? Let me tell you something. The National Flood Insurance Program owes you and I, everyone listening to this program right now, $25 billion. And that was before Harvey. That's right. That's right. It borrowed $25 billion. Borrowed it. This is remnants from Hurricane Sandy and Hurricane Katrina. What do you think that bill's going to come to after this? It's not providing insurance. That's not what insurance is. Let me explain to you what insurance is. Insurance, a company estimates what they do real simply. They use an actuary. They use an actuary and they look at the actuarial likelihood of an event and whether or not that event or whether it may be death, health, doesn't make any difference. And they take a look at the damage. What it then does is do what? It issues coverage. It issues coverage with set premiums that are set at a rate that would cover the losses and still allow the insurance company to make a profit. That is why the National Flood Insurance Program is $23 billion in debt. It doesn't charge premiums large enough to cover its costs. Just that simple. It just assumes, we'll just take the money from the American people. We'll just take the money from the American people. That is dishonest. I have a book that was given to me by one of my customers decades ago when I used to wait tables. It's called Against the Gods. And it is basically the story, the history of risk. Insurance has been used since the very beginning of free market capitalism. There was insurance priced in to the products that the Greeks moved across the Aegean. It was a part of the price of goods and services like it is today. Insuring people against loss. When it is run properly, it works. There's no way the NFIP is going to return that $25 billion, not to mention you can throw on another $25 to $30 billion on top after this god-awful disaster. Let me put this into perspective. This is from a recent Cato Institute study. Premiums are not priced to be actuarially sound. They don't reflect covered risk. About 15 to 20% of policyholders receive an explicit subsidy, meaning they are not paying what they should be paying, saving these people 60 to 65% on the cost of their premium. How does this happen? Well, you get home builders and you get real estate people saying, well, we need it for our community. People are not going to be able to afford these houses on the water. Well, you know what? So what? Then the house isn't priced accordingly. The value of the house should come down to reflect what the insurance cost is. Again, this is the problem when the government gets involved. You want to know what we're on the hook for, guys? You want to know what we're on the hook for? $1.3 trillion. $1.3 trillion. That's our potential taxpayer liability from the NFIP. You want to know how much they collect in premiums? A lousy $3.5 billion. You get it? You get it? It's not right. It's messed up. We're not pricing risk accordingly. And this, my friends, this is applicable with everything. With everything. It's not just insurance. It's investments too. When you take the whole risk reward model and you throw it away and you don't pay any attention to it, it causes disconnects all over the place. And let me tell you something. I wish I had the answers. I don't. There is a lot of this that needs to be unwound. I explained it this past week. Remember the Christmas vacation? And Clark Griswold comes out of the garage and he gives his son this big, ginormous ball of Christmas lights that are all knotted up. That is our economy today. It's all knotted up with subsidies, handouts, and giveaways. And we need to start chipping away at it little by little. The NFIP is, well, it's supposed to go away at the end of September. We need to start unwinding this. If you want to live on the water, God bless you. You want to live in a flood zone? Fine. You're going to have to pay. You're going to have to pay whatever the insurance price should be. I don't feel that I should have to pay for you. But you know what this is a handout and subsidy to? More often than not, rich people. Oh yeah, you'll see all these rich people. Oh, I'm a Republican. They'll make fun of people using Obama phones and handouts and giveaways, but they're more than happy to take their welfare in the form of subsidized home insurance premiums. And I'm here to tell you, it's just not right. Talk a little bit more about risk. We'll take a quick break right here. Watchdogonwallstreet.com. Watchdogonwallstreet.com. Our newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners, all sorts of great stuff. Watchdogonwallstreet.com or give us a call. 800-471-5984. We'll be back.
Oh, please don't hesitate. Put a little love in your heart.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle tax problems. An open phone line has been established by National Tax Relief. Grab a pen or put this number in your cell phone, but call 1-800-210-0311 today. That's 1-800-210-0311. When you call, you'll get information and see if you qualify. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and can't afford to pay them back, there's no need to fear anymore. You may qualify for a program that could settle your tax problems and save you money. For free information and to see if you qualify, call National Tax Relief today at 1-800-210-0311. That's 1-800-210-0311. 1-800-210-0311.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. As summer wraps up, whether you're planning one more road trip, a backyard barbecue, or shopping for back to school, it pays to know all of your opportunities to earn rewards. Bank of America Preferred Rewards Executive Kevin Condon recommends layering your rewards programs to maximize earning opportunities.
Many grocery stores and gas stations have their own rewards programs. Earn even more rewards by paying with a credit card like Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards, which offers 3% cash back on gas purchases and 2% cash back at grocery stores and wholesale clubs.
Another tip from Condon is to take advantage of banking rewards programs to further boost credit card rewards.
Bank of America Preferred Rewards offers perks such as credit card cashback bonuses of up to 75%, no-fee ATM transactions, and waived fees on everyday banking services. Since Preferred Rewards launched in 2014, Bank of America customers have earned over $500 million in cash back and points bonuses.
For more information, visit www.bankofamerica.com/preferred-rewards.
When it comes to new window coverings, everybody has a budget. And Budget Blinds is the one place that understands you and your budget perfectly. Budget Blinds provides more custom window coverings than anyone in North America because we think that everyone, at every budget, deserves beautiful style, expert service, our no-surprises pricing, and our no-questions-asked warranty. Right now, during our 25th anniversary celebration, you'll get an even better value during the biggest sale of the year. Special upgrades like invisible tilt bar on shutters, free smart fit, or a cordless option on honeycomb shades for a clean, uncluttered contemporary look. Book your free in-home consultation now. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS or go online to budgetblinds.com. Forget do-it-yourself. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS and get style and service that fit your budget. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS now.
Offer good on selected products at participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Some restrictions may apply. Ask for details.
This is The Watchdog on Wall Street.
Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back to the one, the only, the Watchdog on Wall Street show, the place we take the liars, the crooks, the cheats out behind the woodshed and give them a bit of a beatdown on a regular basis. Risk. The importance of pricing risk accordingly. I want to go back a couple decades, go back to the 1990s. We were being told that earnings didn't matter. It was a new paradigm that was taking place. New paradigm. Everything was different all of a sudden. It was the 1990s, right? Dot-coms, tech stocks, all sorts of good stuff. You didn't have to pay attention to any of those earlier metrics. It scared the crap out of me. Myself, a few others out there as well, going on warning people about what was going to happen. Risk was not priced accordingly. And of course, what happened? Yeah. Assets will eventually get back to their intrinsic value at some point in time. Same thing holds true. You take a look at the run-up in real estate. It was so damn bloody obvious that the real estate market was going to collapse. Plain as day. Yet, gee whiz, Larry Summers didn't see it. Alan Greenspan didn't see it. Ben Bernanke didn't see it. Janet Yellen didn't see it. All the wizards of smart at S&P and Moody's, they didn't see it. No! How could you not? How is it normal for somebody that is a risk, somebody with no income, no job, and no assets, is borrowing money at little to no interest rates that's going to reset later on? How is that going to work out? There's no way, shape, matter, or form. Again, risk not being priced accordingly. The same thing holds true with all of this subsidized insurance. So homes are sold for too high of a price or built in places that they shouldn't be built in the first place because they're subsidized by the fellow taxpayer. Anytime the government subsidizes anything, I don't care if it's your stupid Tesla, your college education, health insurance, no matter what, it is a disaster. And that's that big ball of Christmas lights, Clark Griswold Christmas lights that I keep talking about. Knotted up with subsidies, handouts, and giveaways. Anyway, have to talk a little bit about this. This is a warning. A warning that I often give here on the program. A couple more that happened this past week, and I'm looking further into them. Let me explain to you a little something about radio, okay? And if you don't believe me, try it yourself. Call up your local talk radio station and tell them that you own XYZ Investment House and that you want to host a radio show on their station. They will give you a price, and they will give you a time when you can be on and a time to record. They won't look into you. They won't look into your background. They won't look into the fact whether or not you are a financial advisor. They will do zip, zero, zilch, nada when it comes to due diligence. They just want your money. I have been on the air for 18 years now, and I'm so sick and darn tired of seeing these god-awful investment con artists and their radio shows all over the country. They're awful. And listen, okay, this is, I'm telling this to radio station owners out here, listen right now, come on, guys. Do you not think that you might want to look out for your listeners at all? Another major scandal tied to, this was a big one. She had a big radio show all across the country. Yeah, Dawn Bennett. What was it? Was Financial Myth Busting, I think, was her radio show on all over the country. She was already been disbarred, but now they're finding out more. She had a $20 million Ponzi scheme along with that. Oh, yeah, she was big doings. She had a box at the Dallas Cowboys game, all sorts of good stuff. Yeah, you know, she was taking her customers' money and spending it on that stuff, giving the illusion that she was somehow competent. Here's a bit of a news flash, everybody. Just because somebody is on television or on the radio does not make them competent. And I'm not just talking in regards to finance. I'm talking about everything else. I kid you not. Most of these people that are anchors on programs, Ron Burgundy is brighter. Much brighter. So you have to do your due diligence. Oh, I heard a guy on the radio talking about that. You what? Talking about what? What did they tell you to buy? It has been, okay, one disaster after another that I have covered. Why don't you take a look to see how long these people have been on the air? Why don't you do a search into their firm? Actually try to find out what their assets are. But they often lie about that. Dawn Bennett lied about the assets that she had under management by upwards of $2 billion. One scam after another. Here's another bit of a tip. If you don't know, you're curious, give us a call. We'll tell you. And let me tell you something right here. This is true. Again, 18 years on air, even longer with the newsletter helping people out. Not once has anybody ever called me up and said, hey, Markowski, that thing you warned me about, you were wrong. I made a fortune on that. Not one time. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. We'll be back.
Chris Markowski is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're beautiful. You're beautiful.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
I've spoken to FEMA, the Department of Energy, EPA, and the White House about waiving federal rules and regulations to get as much fuel possible into our state and through our ports.
Florida Governor Rick Scott talking about the flow of fuel into Florida. Many residents finding they can't find any gasoline as they try to flee Hurricane Irma. The storm has already pounded the Virgin Islands, where this witness to the storm said the wind was almost unbearable.
It was pretty scary. I opened the patio door a few times and went out, and the wind speed was so strong, kind of had to hold on to not blow away.
House Speaker Paul Ryan is trying to downplay reports that Republican leadership just rolled over for the Democrats and President Trump in a meeting at the White House yesterday.
Isn't it a good thing that congressional leaders talk? I mean, that's probably a pretty good thing.
Many conservatives are furious at the president and Republican leadership for giving in to Democrat demands. USA Radio News.
Labor Day and back to school signals the end of summer, and it's been a hot one, so Ovation Hair is offering you a cool end of summer special. 15% off every hair improving product you buy. And what's even cooler are the results you'll get from the Ovation Cell Therapy Treatment. Clinically proven to deliver thicker, stronger, longer, and healthier looking hair. Split ends? No problem. Dry, brittle hair? No problem. Fine, flat, lifeless hair? No problem. How about coarse, out-of-control curls, right? No problem. Ovation Cell Therapy Hair and Scalp Treatment helps in all of these areas, and there's a system formula just right for your hair type, even color-treated hair. Ovation is friend-recommended, buyer-approved, and Ovation guaranteed, or your money back, because Ovation really works. Take the cool plunge and try Ovation now with 15% off. No minimums, no restrictions, and guaranteed at OvationHair.com. New customers, select USA Radio at checkout. That's OvationHair.com. Hurry, these end-of-summer savings won't last long.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investors, RabCoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
This is Chamber President Chris Phelan inviting you to the 29th Annual Business and Home Expo with our restaurant showcase. This wonderful event will happen on Thursday, November 9th at our new location, Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington from 2 to 7 p.m. If you're a business or organization and would like to participate, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at huntertonchamber.org.
The only man who is taking on the Wall Street establishment. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Oh, man, I was irate. I read this in the Wall Street Journal, and again, it's almost like I had to walk into my other room and start hitting a punching bag. I really did. I got so ticked off. It's this type of utter ignorance that drives me crazy. It really does. There was a column written by Andrew Biggs. Andrew Biggs used to work for the Social Security Administration. He now is at the American Enterprise Institute. And his column says that there is no looming retirement crisis. No problem out there at all. And he cites all of these different numbers that he has here, talking about the amount of money that people are taking out of their 401ks. And it's more than people took out years ago, meaning that everything must be A-OK. And I'm saying, buddy, maybe they're taking more money out because their expenses just happen to be much, much greater than they were a while ago. But no. Andrew is a good little government guy. He's a good little government guy, so he actually believes the inflation numbers that the government puts out, which we all know here in the real world is one big, fat, stinking lie. Gee, it's great that I can buy a flat screen for a few hundred bucks, but you know what? I can't put some salt and some ketchup or maybe a little balsamic on it and eat it. Give me a break. We cover something here. It's called the Chapwood Index, taking a look at what actual items that people buy on a regular basis, what they actually cost. And the inflation numbers are staggering. On average, up at around 9 to 10%. Does that sound about right? Yes, it does. But here we go. We get this useful idiot out there telling everybody that everything is awesome out there when it comes to retirement. Nothing to worry about, nothing to see here. Doesn't talk about demographics. Doesn't talk about the fact that people are living longer and healthier lives. He also doesn't mention the fact that, you know, he was talking about income. He's talking about people are taking larger amounts of money out of their retirement accounts and their 401ks, much more than they were before. Gee, Andrew, might that have something to do with the fact that they have to sell stock and live off principal? You know, that's a bit of a problem today. Again, we at Markowski Investments, we work our tails off with our clients to build up portfolios that you don't have to sell. You want a portfolio where you can live off the income that it creates. Nobody wants to take a look and see what they're going to sell at the end of the month to pay the bills. And again, this is completely lost on this guy. Again, this is someone that doesn't have a clue. He's not a financial planner, doesn't have clients. In fact, didn't even speak to any financial advisors when it came to this article. He just used his government numbers. It's a disaster, people. It really is. We've been explaining what the terrain is for an extended period of time, how about 20 some odd years. And yes, people are frightened. They're scared. They're worried about outliving their money, without a doubt. I mean, not to mention the other costs that have skyrocketed. Healthcare costs. Here's a story. 65-year-old couple retiring this year. It's going to need $275,000 to cover health care costs throughout retirement. $275,000. That's an estimate. And it's pretty close. Do you have that set aside? How about that If I Had $1 Million? Remember that song? If I Had $1 Million. I tell you, if you had $1 Million, you buy a CD with it and you're getting $10,000 a year. How's that working out for you? You need, people, 3.5 to 4 times as much money today to get the same income that you did 20 years ago. And this guy is saying that there's no retirement crisis out there. Everything is just fine. Yeah, it's all fake. It's all a lie. You've got artificially low, depressed rates. But it is what it is. And this is what retirees are facing. And you get idiots from various different think tanks and the government that don't have a clue at what's going on the ground. Nothing. They know absolutely nothing. We just put out a white paper. I've got a book coming out on this very topic as well, on the retirement crisis and how to go about planning for it. What we have done at Markowski Investments over the past few decades, that's worked. That's worked. Get to our website. Get it. It's free. Free white paper. It's on the retirement crisis. Get a free consultation with our certified financial planners. We're here to help you. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is the site. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com or give us a call. 800-471-5984. That number again, 800-471-5984. We'll be back.
If I had $1 million.
If I had $1 million.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. As summer wraps up, whether you're planning one more road trip, a backyard barbecue, or shopping for back to school, it pays to know all of your opportunities to earn rewards. Bank of America Preferred Rewards Executive Kevin Condon recommends layering your rewards programs to maximize earning opportunities.
Many grocery stores and gas stations have their own rewards programs. Earn even more rewards by paying with a credit card like Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards, which offers 3% cash back on gas purchases and 2% cash back at grocery stores and wholesale clubs.
Another tip from Condon is to take advantage of banking rewards programs to further boost credit card rewards.
Bank of America Preferred Rewards offers perks such as credit card cashback bonuses of up to 75%, no-fee ATM transactions, and waived fees on everyday banking services. Since Preferred Rewards launched in 2014, Bank of America customers have earned over $500 million in cashback and points bonuses.
For more information, visit www.bankofamerica.com/preferred-rewards.
Today, we're talking about your budget and budget blinds.
People get so hung up on that word budget.
Listen, everybody's got a budget. Budget Blinds is all about getting the window coverings you really want at a price that fits your budget.
Right. They have exclusive designer styles, hundreds of choices.
And Budget Blinds gives you expert service. None of that do-it-yourself. The pros bring the showroom to you, then do it all. Measure and install.
What a relief.
That's style and service for every budget.
And right now, during their 25th anniversary celebration, it's the biggest sale of the year with special upgrades and offers.
Explain the free upgrades like the invisible tilt for shutters.
Make shutters look cleaner, more contemporary. Same with the free cordless upgrade on honeycomb shades. No cords. Look sleek and uncluttered.
I like that. Just call this number. It's easy to remember. 855-BUDGET-BLINDS.
855, then the name, Budget Blinds. Or go online.
BudgetBlinds.com.
Remember, budget means getting custom window coverings at a price that fits your budget. And remember, 855-BUDGET-BLINDS.
Offer good on selected products at participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Some restrictions may apply. Ask for details.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then we suggest you call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 immediately. That's 1-800-658-8202. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we will give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or biography, and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 1-800-658-8202 now for your free author submission kit. That's 1-800-658-8202. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 1-800-658-8202. That's 1-800-658-8202. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with a simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 for your free author submission kit.
Bringing America financial freedom one listener at a time. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Ah, yes. Speaking of wizards of smart. Yes, the people that know more than us, speaking of Fugazi, fake interest rates, all that good stuff. Yeah, Janet Yellen spoke at Jackson Hole. Jackson Hole talking about regulations and regulatory failure. Before I get into that, I want to mention that right now, I'm not kidding, you've got 19 European nations, whose sovereign debt 2 year is at negative rates, meaning that if you buy it, you're losing money. Oh, no. Yeah, that's okay. Cyprus is included in that. Remember, Cyprus was the one that had the big banking crisis not too long ago. Yeah. You lend it money and you lose money. Oh, it's all normal. It's okay. Everything's awesome. No, it's not. It's not. Yellen suggested that the all the regulations that they put into place after the financial crisis were actually a boon to the economy. It was great stuff. Again, I don't know what she is smoking, but boon to the economy? This the worst recovery we've seen, and it's a boon to the economy. You mean when you regulate small banks out of business so they can no longer afford to be in business and allow the big banks, who are major culprits in the entire financial crisis, to buy them up or push them out because they can't afford to compete in that sector anymore? That's good for the economy, Janet? No, it's good for you. Okay? It's good for you and your buddies, Republicans, Democrats, big business. It's a boon to you guys, all members of the Bushwood Country Club. That's right. You and Judge Smales and Dr. Beeper and the Bushes and the Clintons and the Mitch McConnells and the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. It's great for you. Bad for everybody else. Oh, it's been great. Yeah. Oh, borrowing is so easy for small investors, is it? Right. Sure. Sure. I don't know. They still, I mean, they were asking for your firstborn. They still asking for your secondborn? Give me the break. Funny thing is she says this stuff. Another Fed governor from Minnesota, and I think we did talk about it on the program. He wrote an op-ed. He wrote an op-ed about his experience trying to get a mortgage. Okay. This guy was a bigwig at Goldman Sachs way back when. He is a member of the Fed. He's in charge of the Minneapolis Fed. And he had a tough time getting a mortgage. Yet Janet Yellen here at Jackson Hole with all the other elites out there patting themselves on the back, telling us how great they are and how all the things that they decided to do post-financial crisis have been so great for all of us. Go sell a crazy somewhere else, Janet. All stocked up here. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Again, newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners, our white paper, Watchdog on WallStreet.com. We'll be back.
Searching for my lost sugar salt.
You're listening to the Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
This is Chamber President Chris Phelan inviting you to the 29th Annual Business and Home Expo with our restaurant showcase. This wonderful event will happen on Thursday, November 9th at our new location, Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington from 2 to 7 p.m. If you're a business or organization and would like to participate, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at 100andchamber.org.
Cowbell than those other financial shows. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the one, the only, the Watchdog on Wall Street show. Always honored to have you tuned in to the big program. I have to mention a Bushwood Country Club and the elites around the globe. Listen to this story. After years of lies and deflections, Australia's former Prime Minister, Tony Abbott, admitted that he missed a 2009 vote, a very important vote on a $42 billion stimulus package that was intended to shore up the country's banking system because he was passed out drunk. Hey, at least he admitted to it. And I guess sometimes I kind of wish maybe some of our leaders were passed out drunk and didn't show up. Anyway, speaking of the financial crisis, guess what? Guess what? They're back. Yes, synthetic CDOs. Yep, synthetic CDOs, collateralized debt obligations. You know what I'm thinking of right now? I'm thinking of Chris Rock's character. He played a crackhead in the film New Jack City. And he gets clean for a while, but then he goes back on it. He's like, it keeps calling me, man. It keeps calling me. It keeps calling me. You big firms, you cannot resist. Cannot resist the ridiculously high fees. Cannot. Yup. Again, let me explain to you what a CDO is. It's they take a bunch of loans and, you know, other junk, and they patch it all together. And what they often do is they take a lot of bad loans and they pile it all together. And for some reason, let's take a look at it as manure. You know, we'll do my manure example. Okay. I've got a shovel of cow manure, and I take that shovel of cow manure and I place it in one spot. Then I go to a different pile of manure. I don't know. We get horse manure and we put it with the cow manure. And then we go get chicken manure and we put it all together. Guess what we got? A big pile of... Ta-da! Yep. You guessed it. And for some reason they think, or they sell this to you. They sell this to pension funds and stuff all over the globe as, hey, when you take poop and you put a lot of different kinds of poop together, oh, it's now no longer poop, it's gold. And then they get the Moody's and S&P to give it a AAA credit rating. Hey, that's Wall Street. That's modern day Wall Street. Trickless magicians. Yep. Trickless magicians. Their job, again, is to pretend that there's no risk. Hide the risk. Displace risk. They don't want you to see the risk. And that's why they pay Moody's and S&P and their analysts, of course, lots and lots of money to go right along with them. Again, I'll explain to you. Poop plus poop plus poop equals lots of poop. I give you CDO. All right. Goldman Sachs. Yes, of course. Of course. The White House. I got to use my Sam the Eagle voice from the Muppets. The White House announced on Friday that Trump had signed an executive order deepening the sanctions on Venezuela and confirming the previously rumored trading ban in Venezuelan debt. Everybody except Goldman That's right. Goldman Sachs unexpectedly, they're exempt from the Venezuelan bond trading ban. Who worked for Goldman? Oh, that's right. Gary Cohen. Steve Mnuchin. That's right. You guessed it. Goldman Sachs can still, Goldman Sachs bonds can still be traded. Goldman Sachs. Venezuelan bonds can still be traded by Goldman Sachs. That sounds fair, right? Another one of these. Another one of these. Again, I want to remind everybody. Variable annuities. Annuities. We're here to help. Scam after scam after ripoff, you named it. The SEC filed a complaint. Got four reps. Basically, they were, you know what they were doing? They were, did business under the name Federal Employee Benefit Counselors. So they pretended like that they were, had some sort of government authority. And they induced federal employees to roll over their money from their thrift savings plans into these high fee variable annuity products. Yes, yes, there is a special place in hell, I think, for people like this, but they're everywhere. They're everywhere. Annuities are a tool that need to be, that's kind of like, I described them kind of like a chainsaw. You use a chainsaw for pretty specific things. And you use a chainsaw, it's few and far between. Not many investors need that type of chainsaw in their portfolio. And most especially variable products, which are also tons of commission tied to it that you don't see. Not to mention the fact that good luck getting out of it. Good luck getting out of the contract. Don't do it, people. Don't do it. Don't buy what they're selling. Again, I had stacks of this stuff. Annuities, ripoffs, scams. We could do 3 hours every single week. Every single week on this. What I try to do, and I've explained this, it's a Sisyphean battle for me. I keep rolling a rock to the top of the hill, and it keeps rolling right back down on top of me. My hope is that it'll sink in. And you'll come to the realization that, you know what, there are a lot of crooks out there. And you better get your financial plan done the right way. Get to our website, watchdogonwallstreet.com, watchdogonwallstreet.com. Newsletter, consultations with those certified financial planners, college planning kits, you name it. Watchdog on Wall Street. Don't go anywhere.
Chris Markowski is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
I've spoken to FEMA, the Department of Energy, EPA, and the White House about waiving federal rules and regulations to get as much fuel possible into our state and through our ports.
Florida Governor Rick Scott talking about the flow of fuel into Florida. Many residents finding they can't find any gasoline as they try to flee Hurricane Irma. The storm has already pounded the Virgin Islands, where this witness to the storm said the wind was almost unbearable.
It was pretty scary. I opened the patio door a few times and went out, and the wind speed was so strong, kind of had to hold on to not blow away.
House Speaker Paul Ryan is trying to downplay reports that Republican leadership just rolled over for the Democrats and President Trump in a meeting at the White House yesterday.
Isn't it a good thing that congressional leaders talk? I mean, that's probably a pretty good thing.
Many conservatives are furious at the president and Republican leadership for giving in to Democrat demands. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. If you're in the market to buy a home right now, you know how challenging it is out there. You're competing against cash buyers, so it's critical that you work with a reputable, established mortgage company like Quicken Loans. By getting pre-approved with us, sellers will know that you're serious and ready to close when you make that offer. Here's one more way to get the home you want. You could buy a $150,000 home with as little as $1,500 down with our 1% down payment option. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.19%. For 7 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation for customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the fourth year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
A suicide attack on a military base in Afghanistan. Here's Mark Mayfield.
Officials tell CNN the attacker was riding a motorcycle and didn't make it past any checkpoints. A local official said the attacker detonated his explosives at the main entrance of the base, targeting truck suppliers. A military statement said the airbase in northern Afghanistan